Sir Richard, you only gave us half of the important information at the end of yesterday. Time to start. Sir Richard? Okay, wonderful. So here we are on Perek Revi'i HaShaleach. So, we've been talking before about the inyanim of a shlichut, and exactly who can be a shliach, the different type of shluchim, the shluchim of hava'ah, and the shluchim of kabbalah. Now we want to talk about the concept of bitul of the shlichut, or perhaps bitul of the get, as we're going to see later on in the sugya. So suppose someone was shliach get li ishto v'higia b'shliach. He sends this get, and then he bumps into the shliach before the get was delivered. Or sheshalach acharav shliach. No matter, maybe he sent a shliach, chased the first shliach, and he said, either directly to the shliach or the shliach that he sent to the shliach, get shenatati lecha batelu. I actually have decided to cancel that get. Again, we're going to see later on whether this means to literally cancel the get, in which case he's going to have to write a different get, or whether it means the cancellation of the shlichut. The din is that, in fact, the shlichut is batel. And, okay, we're going to see about the get, but the shlichut is definitely batel, and he cannot deliver this get. Because remember, just the fact that a woman has a get doesn't mean anything. There needs to be a kiyum of v'natan biyada. And over years, since it wasn't v'natan biyada, because it wasn't him, and the shliach was not a shliach any longer, so there was no gerushin. Kidem etzel ishto. Now, how about if he gets to his wife before the shliach brings her the get? Oh, sheshalach etzel shliach. He sends a shliach, a separate shliach who gets there first. V'yomar la get sheshalachti lach batelhu. It's the same idea. Whether he told this to her directly, we'll see why we need all of these cases, or he sent another shliach, the get indeed is batel, the shlichut is batel. But once the get got into her hands already, and then he comes and gets the message to her, at that point he can't be mevatel it, which again seems rather obvious. But the Gemara, again, will discuss this. Now, Berishona used to be, before we had a takana about this issue, so hayah oseh bidin b'makom acher, so wherever he was, let's see, he had sent a shliach from far away, and he changed his mind about delivering the get. So what he would do is, he would create a bezdin, bring together three people, make a bezdin, and tell the bezdin, look, I don't have any way to get the message to the shliach, but I'm telling you that I am being mevatel that shlichut, mevatlo. But then, and that used to be sufficient, because there were three people in the bezdin. But then, later on, Rabbi Gamliel, Hazaken, made a takana, and this was Shelo Yosin Kein Mipnei Tikuna Olam. It's another one of the takanas of Rabbi Gamliel Mipnei Tikuna Olam. We'll see the Gemara is going to ask what the Tikuna Olam is. That we shouldn't do such a thing, and that either you can actually let the woman know or let the shliach know directly, or you cannot be mevatel the shlichut or the get without their knowledge. Now, the Gemara says over here, that let's be medayik in that first word, because it doesn't say higi'o. Normally, when a person is running after somebody else, the language that we use is, and he caught up to him. He caught up to him would mean he was chasing him from the beginning. Remember that the idea, as we've spoken about many times in Lashon HaKodesh, where we can integrate both the verb and the object of the verb, then it always means a closer connection between the verb and the object, and it does where we interrupt with a preposition. So the Lashon in the Mishnah is very strangely v'higia b'shliach instead of higio. So the difference would be that if it said v'higio, it would have meant that he was actually trying to get to the shliach. It says v'higia b'shliach, the mashma'ut is that he happened to bump into the shliach, which is the way we translated the Mishnah when we said it. And that's very interesting, because it's mashma afilu memela. Even though he didn't set out to be mevatel the shlichut, if he happened to bump into the shliach and he tells him, well, I've changed my mind, we don't say that L'tziuri hu d'gam bechave. I mean, it's a pretty serious decision to divorce a wife. I mean, the fact that he happened to just bump into the guy, and because of that, he decided, you know what, never mind. It's like that. And if you hadn't bumped into me, so then it would have been okay? I mean, it's very difficult to believe. So therefore, perhaps we should be cheshish in such a case that the guy suddenly sees not an opportunity to mevatel the get, which he didn't really want to do, but what he wanted to do is put his wife through more pain. That's what he wanted to do. So he finds the shliach and he tells the shliach, nah, I've decided against it, which he doesn't really mean. He just means let her suffer. But basically, he's not really being mevatel the shlichut. So, no, we don't say that. Even if it was just memela, we say that there was a real intention over here to be mevatel, whatever it is we're being mevatel. We're going to see that we're being mevatel the shlichut. But in any event, lo amrina letzureyu dekamechamin. Now, when we have the next case that says, or if he sent a shliach after the first shliach. And so, I mean, why exactly is that adding anything? I mean, obviously, if the guy himself could be mevatel the get, so then the halacha is that shliach shel adam kamoto, so should be able to be modia the shliach, he's mevatel the get through the second shliach. So why not? I mean, it doesn't seem to be adding anything. No, says Gemara, perhaps you might have said, that lo alima shlichuti de batra, mi shlichuti de kamala batle. Listen, the first guy can say, you know, I'm a shliach. I was told directly from the mishaleach that I should bring this get. Now, the fact that you're coming along and you're telling me that the get is batel, I mean, you're only a shliach. This is sort of like Avram Avinu telling the malach, you know? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to come to the Akedah, and now you're just an agent. I mean, I don't know. Why should I be mevato, my original shlichus, because of you? So over here, I might have thought that indeed you're unable to be mevato another shlichus, because we're going to see later on, we're not talking about the bittul of the get. If we're talking about the bittul of the get, then there's no real relationship between the two shluchim. But if what we're doing over here is only sending a shliach to be mevatel a shlichut, so then maybe the shliach who doesn't have any more empowerment than the actual shliach, the original shliach, maybe he shouldn't be able to be mevatel it. And the first shliach can say, I'm going to deliver the get anyway because I heard directly from the Baal. Kamash malan, that actually shlucha shalom kamoto means that he can do whatever the Baal would be able to do. Okay, and the next part? I mean, the next part is pretty obvious, isn't it? Kidem hu etzel ishto. If he gets to his wife before the shliach gets to the wife, so he can tell her that he's being mevatel. I mean, well, obviously. I mean, if he can do that even just with the shliach, why wouldn't he be able to do that when he goes directly to his wife to do it? Because ma'a zetema, ki lo amrina letzu'ureka b'chaven adimilo z'a shliach. You know, I mean, it's a basically, if I want to really put my wife through hell, okay, if she's not in front of me, I don't have that same cheshek, you know. But now when I got to her and I have a chance to see her suffer, haha. So over there, I'm going to tell her, I've decided not to send you to get afterwards. Suffer, lady, suffer. So over there for sure. So this seems to be quite an insight into male psychology here, huh? So vaday letzurei kamachavit. For sure he wants to put her through hell. We shouldn't believe that he's really being mevatel. Kamash malan, that afal pikein, we take his words to mean precisely what he says. Now, obviously, I mean, to say that we would think that since the tzurik ha-mechavin, so therefore, what, we would allow her to go and get married. The question over here is, as Tosfos explains, we should be machmir at least, and not, you know, what he would have thought. We should be machmir. Not that it means vaday. Okay, kamash malan. O sheshalach etzla shliach. Now, the next case is, if he sent a shliach to the wife. So, I mean, now for sure, there's not. You already said that I can say it directly to the wife. You already said that I could send a shliach to be mevata the shliach. So put it all together, and I'm not adding anything, right? Ah, but I still am, you know? Because ma'o de tema, we said before that he is not going to go to the trouble just to put his wife through hell. He's not going to go to the trouble of going to her where he has to take a flight or whatever. But what does he care if he sends a shliach? I mean, he's ready to, he's ready to call a taxi, you know, and send a notice. That's something else. A shliach lo yichpat le kitarach. He doesn't care if the shliach does his job. I mean, he'll pay the guy. So maybe over there.
Which taxi service should he use? Get Taxi.
See? Oh, boy. Not bad. I was actually wondering about it myself. So, Vadei Letzireka Mechave. That's pretty interesting. Kamash Malan. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that even though maybe he doesn't mind to put a shliach out to be Mitzayer, his wife, and maybe over there we should think that he's doing all of this just in order to make her suffer, Kamash Malan, that no, actually, he means what he says. But then we say something that's so obvious that it's just outrageous, you know? Once she's already divorced, he can't be. Well, obviously, I understand. How in the world would we think, what, so 5 years later, a guy could come along and say, I've changed my mind? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that. It's talking about over here. The Mahadar Alemi Kora Levatule. He was actually trying to get this thing bottle. He was looking for the shliach, and he was asking around. Anybody see the shliach? Trying to reach the shliach. He's running after the shliach. The shliach assumes he's running after him. As we'll see later on, assumes he's running after him because he's not going fast enough. Said, all right, I'm going. No, I can't believe it. I'm going. Anyway, so he reaches the woman 5 minutes after the shliach delivered the get, right? And he says, I've been chasing you to try to be mevatel this get. So maybe you would think that Maudatim, in that case, now it's Igloi Milta Lamafreya de Betule Batle. So that's considered to be, in fact, a proper Bito, because it's clear that he meant to be Mevatel at Kamash Malan, that nonetheless this is called Dvorim Shebelev Enam Dvorim Gavi. I'm not sure that we have this. Dvorim Shebelev Enam Dvorim. So something that was unexpressed. I mean, we don't know, you know. It's certainly possible that there was a change of heart at the last minute, and now he's saying, no, that's why I was chasing him. The Shmiah thinks he was chasing him to get him to go even faster. So we cannot make any kind of assumptions on the basis of Dvarim Shebelev. The only time that we do that, of course, we have an Umdana. An Umdana is different, where everyone would have been doing this. But if it's Tam Dvarim Shebelev, and it required the actual saying, so then what can we do? Okay, now, one thing that's curious over here is how exactly, what are you saying when you said, I've changed my mind? So, Tana Rabbana, if you say this get is bata, or you say, I don't want this get, Yev Shiba, so then, Dvarav Kayamim. But if you say this get is puzzle, well, it isn't puzzle. If you say this get a no get, it's not true. This is a get. Now, the only question is whether the Nesina is going to be done. But, I mean, I see that the get, we could be mekayim it the way it is. So why are you telling us ain't a get? But what that means is that when you say the words batal, it doesn't mean the same thing as pasal, right? In other words, when you say this get is batal, you mean this get is hereby batal. Not that this get is something that I was mevatel. So it's referring to what is going to be from this point on. But is that true? Because ve'omer rabba baraivo, omer of sheshes, ve'omer rabba baravua, that mekabel metana, she'omar li'acha shebat matana li'yado. Guy gets a matana, and he says, matana zu mevutelet. Or let this matana tibatel. Let it be batel. E.F. Sheba, I don't want this matan, it's too late. He should have said that before he took it. You know, he can't change his mind about a matana once he gets it. This makes big differences, obviously not stam in his own ownership, but the question of whether someone else to whom he owes money would be able to be tefes this matana now that it's his. If he's claiming, no, this wasn't mine, I'm canceling the gift. You can't cancel a gift. But if you said bete lagi, a namatana, so then what you're saying is that I never wanted this and I never had intention of accepting it. So he's telling us. I mean, why should we believe him? Because when it comes to divrei mamonis, hoda'at baal din, Gavi, hoda'at baal din kimea edim dami. When a person who is the one that is the object of the question of the legal issue that's here, if he's meida, when it comes in yoni mamonis, and he's saying, I'm telling you, I never took this gift. It's not mine. So then he is believed, as if we have witnesses, that he never took the gift. So therefore, we see from here that the words, batel, because it says over here, batel is okay to say, right? Batela is batel. And that is an indication of what the status was at the time that he received the get, that he didn't want to receive the get. So it's talking about the past. And it does not mean what it means here when we say in gitten, that it means it is hereby batel, meaning to the future. Because if it meant to the past, then it would be just ridiculous. What do you mean it's batel? It isn't batel. So therefore, we seem to have a contradiction between the way that we use the word batel when it comes to the dinim of the get, and the way that we use batel when it comes to the dinim of the definition of the matana. Is batel mashma, it is hereby batel, or is batel mashma, it was batel? Rabbi, look, the word batel, I mean, obviously, it's contextual, you know, it's shtelishonot mashma, it can sometimes mean, I'm telling you that this is batel, or it can mean, I am hereby mevatel it. Now, I mean, in any context, we always look to the way that a person is attempting to communicate something. So whatever is best for him in that is what it is we're going to assume is what it means. So therefore, the gabi get, he's trying to say something that is going to be effective. Okay, well, what would be effective would not be, I hereby cancel a get that I've already given to you. I mean, that's not effective. So it can't mean that. So therefore, it must mean a lishna demahaniba. He's trying to say something that is useful in actually canceling the get. Gabe matana, lishna demahaniba kama. And when it comes to the question of the matana, what would be the point in saying, I am hereby mevatel matana? You can't be hereby mevatel matana. So therefore, it must mean that it was batel at the moment that I got the matana and I didn't want it. Now look, there's a lot of issues. I've very oversimplified here with this description of what we mean, lishta de mahanibe. Because, I mean, remember that the lashon of saying it should be batel by a matana could be a lashon of hefker too, right? I mean, you could be mafker something by saying that type of thing. And then if you would be mafker it, so then, I mean, it would be a big difference. If you had said that matana was batel, then it would go back to the sender. Because we always assume the sender specifically wants the recipient to get the matana. If you're saying that it's hefker, then it wouldn't go to the person who sent it to you, because you took it and then you're mafker it. So would it be useful or not? These are important issues that are very nogea, a problematic different girsa that we have of the same sugya, in which it seems to say the opposite of gabi matana. I don't feel that it's kedai for us to go through the different sugyas here in Gittin, but if you're interested, you should certainly pursue Tosfos, who goes through a number of different possibilities. Yeah, there are other Rishonim as well, obviously. Rabbi. Now, one thing I want to tell you is I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, Naktinan, that a shliach that is bringing a matana is the same as a shliach that's bringing a get. Just because you brought it up, I mean, and there's a big nafkamina in this, because if that's true, then what it's saying is, nafkamina laholech lav kizechi. In other words, the same way that a shliach, that a baal, appoints to be molech the get. Obviously, he cannot be actually zoche in that get, because it's not considered to be a schusula. So that's for sure, she would have to be the one who makes the shliach lekabbalah. But in, what it's trying to say, that thing that I heard from my Rebbe, it's trying to tell you that the same thing is true l'gabi matana. That when, even though theoretically, the sender of the gift could have said, you be zoche in that gift for him, same thing that we do for making an Erev, you know? We could say, you be zoche. But it doesn't mean that. And it's the same as a shliach l'holacha. We had that whole discussion, remember, in a few places about whether Hoylach is Kischi or not. So Rabbi is saying that what it was he was Makabel from his Rebbe is that it's apparently not kischi, and it's similar, even though obviously the schi has nothing to do with a get, because a Baal can't say schi. L'chaim, l'chaim, rabbanea, l'chaim, l'chaim. Yours is empty, mine is empty. Very good. Truth is, if you're saying l'chaim, then it shouldn't be empty. It's only b'nei Adam that the empty things are machzik and the full things either aren't machzik, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. So if you're saying l'chaim, you're asking for a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How about if you try that again? Maybe you should fill it up nicely. No. Ravina, Ashkechel Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Betoli V'koi Biber B'dasha. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak was very, very disturbed. And he could not make up his mind, Begabe, what the din would be, just the word batel. Because if you don't say batel hu, right? You say batel hu, that we said is good. Because when you say batel hu, it has this legal connotation, it is hereby canceled, right? But if you say batel, forget his batel. I mean, so then the question is, are you referring to something that you're doing now, and you're assuming that the word batel includes the idea of this document is hereby batel, even though you don't mention the document? Or does it really mean, no, it's batel, meaning it was batel from before? I mean, maybe there's a big difference between using the word who, take, and there was a good reason for Menachem Bar Yitzchak to be very disturbed, because we don't know. Amrim Sheishas, some say that it's actually a braisa. What if the Baal says, get ze lo yo'il? This get shouldn't work. Lo yatir, should not be matir, my wife. Lo ya'aziv, it should not cause the ending, the aziva of the marriage. Lo yishalach, it should not send my wife away. Lo yigaresh, or it shall be the equivalent of a piece of broken pottery. It is a piece of property. It should be like a piece of pottery. All of these things mean that I am hereby making that statement. And therefore, it's the equivalent of a bittul. So, Dvarav Kayamin, because it's a statement about now. But if he says that a no mo'il, not that it should not be mo'il, it isn't mo'il, it isn't matir, it isn't maziv, it isn't mishalech, it isn't megaresh, it is cheres, it is like cheres, then obviously, he's not talking about, I hereby do declare that it shall be that way. He's saying something that simply isn't true. There's nothing wrong with this get that you're claiming it's not matir. What's wrong with it? Why is it not matir? Well, because I don't want it to be matir. Well, then say so. Or don't say it isn't matir. So isn't matir is not going to help you. Omele Ravino Ravachabre de Rava. Or some say it was Ravachabre de Rava said Ravashi. So I'm sorry, I skipped. Iboilu, what if he said, it is hereby harehu kicheres, mao? So when he says that, it is cheres. So what does that mean? It should be cheres, and that would be the equivalent of turning it into a psul, because we said if you said it should be kicheres, then that would work. So then is saying harehu cheres. Can you say that? Because you're saying it is actually a cheres, which it isn't, or you're saying I'm making it a cheres. Amrle Ravina Ravachabre the Rova. Amrle Ravachabre the Rova Ravashi. Well, how do you make something hegdish? You say harehu hegdish. How can you say harehu hegdish if it isn't hegdish? I mean, obviously the lashon of hare is I do hereby declare that, right? So behold, it shall be. That it must mean the same thing as a Rehu Hegdash. Or if you want to be mafkir something, how are you mafkir something? This is hereby hefkir. No, it's not. Yes, it is. I'm making it hefkir. Same thing over here. So a Rehu Cheres, this is Cheres. No, it's not Cheres, but it is now because I'm making it Cheres. That's the point. Same as Hegdash and the same as the idea of hefkir. Now the question is this a actual bittul of the get? Or is it a bittul of the shlichus of the get, which makes a tremendous difference? And suppose later on he decides indeed that he does want to be megarisher, Can he use this get? Or having been mevatel in this fashion, he was mevatel the get, and now he's going to have to commission a new get. So chozeru megareshbo, or eno chozeru megareshbo. So what's the din over here? What did he mean when he said it's batel? If he's only talking about the shlichut of the netina of the get is batel, obviously that's very different than saying that the get itself is batel. And the difference lahalacha would be whether you can use it again. So Rav Nachman Amar, Chozer Megareshbo. If he changes his mind, he can certainly use this get. It's obvious from the context that he was only trying to cancel the shlichus. That's why the entire din is in terms of shlichut over here. Rav Shesha says, Eino Chozer Megareshbo. And Hilchasak of Asid Rav Nachman, the get actually is a regular get. Really? I thought we say that the halacha is a kaimelon ilchas hakavase de Rabbi Yochanan, and that's talking about the idea that, let's say, in the case where a woman is mekabelas kedushin, and the kedushin is made to be chal in 30 days. So he gives her the money now, and he says the kinyan of the kedushin should be chal in shloshim yoy. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even though she was mekabelet the kedushin, she can change her mind up until the 30 days. So if afterwards she wants to change her mind and to be married to him, obviously you're going to have to give new money. And she says that a woman can be chozeret. So then that would mean that if a baal is mevatel a get before the actual chalois of the get, so then it should be the same as the case of the kedushin. It should be mevatel the get. Ah, come on. There's no comparison between the two shitas and the two sugyas at all. Okay, hashta. What are you talking about over there? The case Rabbi Yochanan was talking about was simply dibur v'dibur. So what happened is, first the woman says, yes, I'm mekabelas kedushin. Then she says, no, I'm not mekabelas as kedushin. Right? So a dibur can be mevatel a dibur. I mean, the kedushin wasn't chal. It required her acceptance, and she's saying now, I don't accept it. That's all. So therefore, obviously he could go ahead and he could take the same money, you know, she gives back the money, takes the same money and give it to her, right? So then it would be perfectly good. But the dibur itself until then is mevatel. Mashenkin over here, even though he did bittul of the shlichus, nehida batel shlichus of the shliach, how did that have to do with the get? He didn't do anything to the get itself. The get was written properly. It was signed properly. Everything was done lishma. How can he simply cancel it just by saying something? Because even though dibur can be mevatel dibur, dibur cannot be mevatel an actual object. And therefore, the get should be, even though he says the get is batel and it shouldn't be mayel and so on, it's not reasonable to say that he wants to do something that isn't really possible to achieve. So therefore, we take his words to mean that the context of the giving of the get, the shlichus, is what it is that he's voiding and nothing else. Now, Gavi will soon come to the rescue, as we shall see. Uh-oh. That's no rescue. It looks like plain old H2O. Akiva will come to the rescue. There we go. You can save both of us. Gavi apparently is missing some boost. Now, it says that it used to be, in the good old days, before the takona of Rami Gamliel, that a person would get together a bezdin, and he would be mevatel in front of the bezdin. Now, when you say that he was mevatel in front of a bezdin, I mean, how big of a bezdin does this have to be? I mean, is mamish a bezdin? If they come who mevatel, Rav Nachman Amar, two people. That's fine. Rav Shesha says, oh, you need three people. Rav Shesha says, I mean, it says a bezdin. I mean, a bezdin always means at least three people, no? Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Shnayim, because it's possible to also call two people a Bezdin in this sense, and because of Ein Dover Sheba'erev HaPachas Bishlayim, but we could call Beit Rei also a Bezdin for this. I'll prove it to you, said Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman, you know I mean Allah. I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah that we just had in Shvias. I think this was the last Mishnah that we learned, which is a simon that we should go back to Shvias, undoubtedly, right? This was Mamish, the last Mishnah. But you know what? I think I'll wait till Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav is where the Iker Sugya is, and then we'll go back. Okay. So, as long as we'll get back. Bezrat Hashem. Okay.
I'll tell you,
this isn't Kisha Efna. This is when the Sugya turns in the Gemara to the actual Mishnah. We know that it says in the Mishnah the strangest thing. It says, Mosrani lifnechem, ploni uploni hadayanim shemamakam ploni. Remember this Lasha? So there's only two people listed here, Mr. A and Mr. B. Ploni uploni. And it calls them the dayanim of such and such a town. And then you, of course, finish the words of the shekol chov sheyeshli, that I should be able to take it whenever I want, right? But it's calling them dayanim, and there's only two people. Says Rav Sheshes. I said, what do you want? The time is supposed to go there. And boy, it's a good thing you didn't need a bezin of a srim v'shlosha, you know? Ploni, 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 ploni. Is that what you expected the Tana to do? I mean, the Tana says ploni, ploni, however many there are. Obviously, that's how many plonies there are. So, ata Tana ki rucha l'chashiv alazim. I mean, what is supposed to be over here? Somebody who's selling, read all about it, and he's going to go through all of the headlines. Ridiculous. Okay. If you say plenty of plenty, that's sufficient. Omrim Nachman, I'll prove to you that it's only two people. Okay, you don't like it, I'll show you it means only two people. It's not. At the end of that same Mishnah, it says, Hadayanim chotmim lamata. O ha'edim. Now, I'm assuming that means, my love, dayanim dumya de'edim. Ma'edim shnayim av dayanim nami shnayim. How can you just say either the Edim or the Dayanim, if there's an entirely different concept over here? So obviously it must mean that what we need is two people. If they're signing as Edim, that's fine. If they're signing as Dayanim, that's also fine. Rav Sheshes says this, you call this a proof, meaning Ire. Hakidi ita. When you're talking about Edim in front of Edim, two people sign. If you're talking about Dayanim, three people sign. I don't understand how one relates to the other. That doesn't make sense. So then what would be the point? I mean, obviously, if it's not telling you, I mean, if it's Edim, it's Edim, it's Dayanim, it's Dayanim. So why do I need the Mishnah to mention it then? So Lomalu Lamisna Dayanim and Lomalu Lamisna Edim separately. If it's enough for the Edim, so then just write two people, Ploni or Ploni, the Edim, obviously the Dayanim would be allowed to sign. No, it's coming to tell me, Alkam Ashmalon. The Loshna Katuv, Beloshon Dayanim, Vechatme Edim, point over here is that it really doesn't matter how you write the prusbel. If you write a prusbel as if it was in front of Dayanim, and you say that we were B'motav, Dayana, Havina, and so on and so forth, and so came, or you say that we were Edim, and so came in front of us, and we're signing, and then you flipped it. The one that was written Belosha Dayanim is signed Ploni Bar Ploni 8 and Ploni Bar Ploni 8. The one that was written as if it was in front of Dayanim is signed Mr. Ploni Ben Ploni HaDayan. I mean, that doesn't matter. Either way, it would be absolutely okay. The principle is a kosher principle, even though there seems to be a contradiction between the way you wrote it and the way it's signed. The principle, it's not really all that important that it should be precisely, because either way works, so who cares? The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos actually says that this is a much more meaningful point. This is a question of how you sign. It's a question whether Eid Nasid Dayan is the way he understands it. So in other words, if they said that they were Edim, and then they sign as Dayanim, normally that could create questions about whether it was a proper court, because an Eid Nasa Dayan. Anyway, Komashmal, that over here is how he understands is the meaning of the Sugya, that the Mishnah is telling us that even an Eid is Nasa Dayan. Okay, wonderful, gentlemen. It has been wonderful seeing you since I missed you all Shabbos long. And, yeah. So, you think I'm kidding, I'm sure. Ha ha. No, I'm not kidding. So, I missed you all Shabbos long, and therefore I am extremely happy to see everyone. Bezrat Hashem, I'm looking forward to see you again tomorrow. I can see that the Big N has decided to give up on golf tomorrow morning, and he's actually going to be with us. It just shines through his eyes. Okay, Laila Tov, sweeties. Go to.